conceptual design. The goal of this meeting is to reach a decision at the end on the concept. And I think the last time we talked about a lot and we had a rough idea of what this is going to be. But at the end of this meeting we have to reach a decision. So we will have again three presentations from a few. And I hope it will be fast because I would like to have time for the discussion. So, now to start.
You can start.
Can you recommend something? So basically, I just want to present to you some recent results we've had from looking at some remote control market research and some fashion trends around the world. Fashion trends we got from talking to our contacts in the fashion industry based in Paris and Milan. So from our market research, basically we've come to the conclusion that fancy look and feel, as opposed to a functional look and feel, is our number one priority. Fancy is the highest priority. Secondly, that our remote control needs to be technologically innovative. This is number two priority, but it's two times less important as the fancy criteria. And thirdly, the easiness of use is important as well, but again, two times less important as the technological invasiveness of the remote control. From our fashion people in Paris and Milan, we discovered that this year the fruit and vegetable motif would be the most important theme in clothes, shoes, and furniture. So, pretty confident that our remote control fits into the furniture category. And also, the feel of material this year is expected to be spongy. The remote control looks like something.
What is it?
It's sort of squishy.
Like soft?
Yeah, soft. Like a sponge.
Okay.
So in conclusion, our remote control needs to be something that's really fancy, has lots of technology in it. Somehow, it'd be good to have it related to fruit and vegetables with the spongy feel, and that it's easy to use. And from our last meeting, Fabian told us that one of the requirements is that we have to reflect the look and feel of the reaction company.
Easy to use, is it as much as important than technology? It's less important, though.
Less important. So, fanciness first, and then half as important as that is technology, and half important is technology.
So,
Annette,
can you
maybe the struggle would be the easier to use feature. Number
two.
Okay.
going to talk about a little bit about how this remote control should appear to be more easy to use. I think the feature easy to use is more important than being fancy, but okay, we can discuss about it later. Generally, this remote control should be something in my opinion. The first feature is just to be easy to use. So the more frequent button should be larger. It should be placed in a good position inside the remote control. And I can conclude like this, that we shouldn't need to learn how to use it. We shouldn't need to just open a book and start reading and learning how to use this remote control. Okay, so what I found out that, as I said, I think it's better to put more frequent buttons which are used more in the middle of the remote control, and they should be bigger in size. The shape of remote control should be in a way which should be taken easily in hand. It should not be completely like a cube. It should have round edge, so then it's easier, and maybe just like some toys, some joystick, which is easier to take inside the hand. And also, because customers doesn't like to buy lots of battery, they should not consume lots of energy. Okay. And my personal preference is, just putting this button in special places and cover some buttons which are not used that much, like settings button, like mobile phone. Usually some mobile phone cover the dialing number part, so we can cover these buttons which are not used for number buttons for the channel, and just put volume change of the channel change button in the remote control. And if the user needed to do some more complex tasks, he can open the cover and change the things or something like this. And also, I think if we put some buttons inside of the remote control, it can be used easier, not on remote control. I don't know if I can explain well, but just inside, for example, a sliding or rolling stuff, if we put it inside, then we can easily manipulate with thumb. So it can be another preference. And I don't know, but I think usage of the speech recognizer can be good. I know that it consumes lots of energy, but if we do it in some way that it sleeps when there is no sun, and then if it takes some sun, it may consume less energy. And I think it's good because it's something new, and usually young people like something new. So it may not be very useful, but because it's new, people may buy it. I personally think there should be a big difference between something. Otherwise, they prefer to buy something which is coming from a famous company.
So good news for me, from Robert, but bad news from Bob for this spongy design. I don't mind it, it's an amazing part. Okay, could you please tell me about me? Person 2. Probably the first part. Most of the things I have to myself and then to work, but yeah, that's it. Just it's only this time. Yeah, this is just one thing I wanted to mention.
show you that I just found this. They have our company developed seven inch TFT screen, which is good news for us since we wanted to do the display there. So I probably draw it down. This will be like the overall scheme or overall requirements of the engineering point of view. First thing is this will be the overall shape. So I'm not speaking about the real shape of the device, but the shape of the inside of the device. So there will be some circuit for the power. So the power circuit here. The main energy will be taken from batteries that we can and if we decide to use the speech recognition stuff there, we must use additional source of energy, which I found the best is to use the solar cells, which can supply everything. I was computing all the things related to the speech recognition, and it's okay to use just two batteries and solar cells. So no, okay. There can be also solar cells. The main board with all the circuits will take at least 7 to 7 centimeters. So this is my like hard requirement for the guys from the design. So at least 7 to 7. It depends where you put your screen, because the screen is 7 inch. So it depends on you where you put it. Doesn't matter. Yeah, it's just one cord from the main board to the screen, which can be elsewhere. So this will be TFT. And on the main board, we have the interface to the microphone, which is somewhere. Say here. Interface to the microphone, then the graphical card for the TFT. And the third unit is the IR. The good news is that we decided to use the infrared unit, because our company has also developed a chip for communication via the infrared, so including all the stuff inside, so it will be very cheap for us. So it's right here. So the once again the overall requirement 7 to 7 centimeters for the board, which can be spongy, but has to be this size, and the TFT, which is 7 inches. From my point of view, I don't care about the material used for the overall device.
Can you fit any, for example, a TFT or any electronic device in the energy field? Is there any format for that? For example, put an electronic card on a sponge field. Can you imagine?
All these things in this box are okay to put in any shape, basically. But we have to take care of the TFT. Maybe it's a good feature, since it takes, if it's around the TFT, then it's good, because it just keeps it safe. I don't know.
Or maybe it can have two shells, a hard shell inside and only a shell.
Maybe you put electronic in the box and which is that?
Well, it's maybe not related to being born.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah,
it's this 7-inch TFT screen.
Yeah.
How big is it in reality?
Well, 7 to 7 inches.
Something like that.
Yes.
We decided that we're going to use this TFT screen.
No, I don't think it's 7 by 7. I think it's 7 by 7.
Or
is 7. Usually when they say
7 inches, it's still like the same.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what each
one. Honestly speaking, I was thinking that it was 7 centimeters initially. Yeah. It's 7 inches. But I think we can cut it. Yeah. No problem. Because then the size of the graphic card will be 1/4. So yeah, but no problem to cut the screen.
Okay, so
So for the same price, we have four screens.
So what's the size of the device?
Well, this is almost nothing. 7 to 7 to at least for some screen millimeters or something.
Even from my perspective, 7 centimeters by 7 centimeters is still.
Yeah, but we want it to be
can you hold stuff that?
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Because if it's too small, we can lose it at home.
What user wants? You want a small remote control?
So there's something that's 7 centimeters square, easy to hold.
I think so. If the roller buttons are on the side, you don't have to push it like that, but just like this, and you know, that's not task for me, but. Well,
so maybe you can finish your presentation and that this
Okay, thanks. So I think we have a lot to take this unit today, so please watch for some more to analyze our idea and decisions. First, I think energy is a key problem because it depends what can we ask as feature we use on the batteries, for example, or something like that. Plus, can we have LCD and speech recognition with battery, and it's also related to the size of the developers.
Just a point to the energy thing. If we use the batteries and the additional solar cell, then it's okay for speech recognition and LCD, so no problem. But we have to use the solar cell.
But using how many batteries, for example, what is the size of the batteries?
Yeah, I was thinking just common AA cells.
So like 1 to 5 centimeters, something like that.
So if we use solar cells, where is the sun? So I'm not touching
the sun. Well, to me it's nothing. It's just the daylight, you know. I suppose that this remote control won't be in the room like this, where there's light on it.
And there are people, but at least on the TV.
From the TV. I don't think it's enough. it's a compromise.
At least it's new one.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to include the speech recognition, because
you watch TV outside.
I think before talking about the other thing, it's important thing is the case, but what are going to be the size, because it's what drives the what we are going to use as features and so on. For example, for the LCD, if we choose to have a small device, we cannot use the search.
The screen is okay, but the door is not. Well, what would you guess as a shape? What would be the shape?
I think the bank, the small is not important. The only important thing is to be able to take it inside and give it. So let's say an average size, okay, and it should not be very heavy also. And I prefer to. It shouldn't have a uniform shape, so in the middle it should be a little bit thinner, maybe. So it's like some joysticks you can take, some joysticks you can take inside and easier, because it's designed for your taking into account your finger shape and your palm shape. So the general shape should be like this. I think 7 centimeter by 7 centimeter. It's a little bit large, so let's say 5 by 10. I think that's my opinion.
It's the same mirror.
Yeah.
have some energy collection.
Yeah. I think it's easier. Well, we could put the board next to under the LCD, and for example, make the LCD be totally unrelated to the thing that you hold in your hand, like holding something, and the LCD to be just on top of it. But maybe let's stick to the what you think, like 1 minute. Well, five to 10 minutes.
You can just think of it.
Okay, so 5 to 10, I think it's easy.
So
I'll
do it
tomorrow.
Or I don't know, but I don't want to now invent something new that we didn't discuss about it. So using some LCD we can transform, we can remove keys and just having, I don't know the name, LCD responding to finger touching screen, something like that. So, but for now, if we don't want to use such kind of screen, I think using the smaller screen is better. Because
the problem is we have a limited amount of time, so you can
So
let's go for a smaller screen.
Yeah, so just give me the 5 by 10 numbers that you find the best and tell me to me at the level.
So, what about the case we talked about? Something easy to use, you said something easy to use, but how does that fit in a fashion way, like with fruit and vegetable, and about color and logos and the company and so on? How do you do that? My first idea is because our color is more yellow, and it should be easy to take in hand. I talk about banana or something like that, which is fruit. And I think banana. Mango.
Well, it's definitely the obvious choice with the color.
Yeah.
Company.
But
other
just an
vegetables.
Idea. I don't know what you think.
No, any other fruit and vegetables that are yellow.
Yeah. I don't know if you can fit with the technology you want to show.
You mean banana?
Wow.
If the banana is big enough.
Yes.
So if you want to look at the screen and banana, no.
Yeah, and
I think this
the screen has to be square or can be like a shape quite
It can be whatever you want. But if it's square then we get 4 screens out of 1 by hand. But if you want some shape then we can only get like 2 screens out of 7 inches. It's like more expensive to shape like that. But I don't care.
I'd like a shaped screen. I think that's my call. I can save a bit of money on
Maybe the banana could be like a bit fatter than the carbon
one. Yeah, I should remember a banana, but doesn't have to
like modify
a banana. What is the size and exactly the shape?
Okay, so what do we
stick to banana?
Okay.
So, the last point we decided it's forward. Yes. So, that's it, I think, about the concept.
Yeah.
Is there what the user interface? In the last meeting we talked about hidden buttons. You talked about
peeling
buttons from the side.
Yes.
Hmm?
Peeling of the banana, you know, should discover the other button.
And you mean the first layer would be spongy?
So it's like silly, but the people who have the question.
Is it possible to do that? It would be a great idea, but it's possible to do that. Like doing spongy layer.
I think if we have a spongy layer on the outside of the banana, then it's easy to make that, to manipulate that.
Something like plastic covering some interface, USB interface in the digital camera. You see, you open a plastic cover and you see some USB interfaces, some interfaces for adapters. So keys can be, buttons can be covered like this with a plastic cover. And then you can discover it's like putting your hand up, so something like this.
Yeah, but do you see that as a rigid thing, or like a banana, something very soft?
Is it possible to make it soft?
Yeah. It's like a plastic cover, so
something like it's so nice.
I don't know what you think, Bob, but it would be great for users.
I think for sure, definitely softer the better.
Cool. I'm just thinking I cannot imagine it so far, but it would be terrible.
Maybe how can we describe a soft thing like this and to open it, we have to attach it somehow and allow it to go.
Could be silicone?
Yeah.
Maybe magnetic?
Yes.
Magnetic?
It can be a plastic cover sticking to the all the stuff like magnetic material in the border, so it sticks like a refrigerator door, absolutely. And when you try to open it, it will open it. So you can be sure that it will not be opened while you are commonly using the buttons on the banana.
And what would be the material? Soft plastic?
I imagine some sort of vinyl.
Since the screen and the solar cell has to be like kept in a shape, we cannot. So do you mean that the peeling? No. I don't know, but we should take care of these two things. So if the solar cell won't be visible while the banana is closed, then the material must be able to put the light inside, you know, so that we can read the image.
So you're saying, is it possible to have a solar cell and
is possible, but I don't know if it's better to put the solar stuff to the ceiling or inside, but then it must be some window.
Something good for that maybe about the speech recognition system and the music.
Yes. I think it's important.
Yeah.
Seems
feasible and it's probably something good. Right. Mm-hmm. So we have that design, so good shape, new and so on, and we have some technology for even the speaking for you. So yeah, that's all the speech recognition.
So the next meeting will start in 30 minutes. The industrial manager will welcome the look and feel design. The user interface manager will work on the user interface device, and the marketing expert will do the first product evaluation. So we can do that in a minute. I think you should work with us, Ahmed and Peter, to work in the first prototype and more about the shape and so on. I think you are going to see it.